want to talk about something I've noticed the other day, or actually I seen it today. Lately it's been kind of irritating on my mind, but because they've been bringing her up, I guess because she's running for president or something, and getting kind of off the paranormal subject for a minute, but it will eventually get back there with her. Lately, they've been discussing Hillary Clinton out the rear end on TV. And what they don't seem to mention, which I've watched plenty of other different TV stations and different things like that, and what they seem to fail to mention, and what really put, actually, first of all, what really pushed my buttons was things like I've seen today when they said that she released this document. She released this document today telling her supporters to this memo. She released a memo to her telling her supporters, this is what I want you to say about my emails. Kind of had that look like, okay, this is what we want you to say about my emails. Is that sort of like, and I was thinking, is that sort of like saying, this is what I want you to say if our parents catch us. This is what I want you to say if a cop pulls us over. This is what I want you to say if they find the body. Is this exactly what she's talking about? This is what we want you to say when we're breaking the law? Because to me, that's what it sounds like. And I thought, you know, this woman can do so many bad things wrong. I am just surprised at all the things that she's done and all the things that she's Tom Brady pulled recently, getting rid of the emails or smashing the phone. There's no evidence that Tom Brady is, well, maybe because he broke the phone. That might have something to do with it. Same thing goes with Hillary. There's no evidence that I have any emails because it's been erased. but I hear this over and over again about all the things that she could possibly do wrong, or all the things that she says, and she constantly screws up. She constantly hides from the media. She constantly, I don't know what the woman's agenda is. Well, I know what her agenda is, but I don't know for now, while she's running, what her agenda is, what she's trying to pull. But what I will say, that the media seems to not bring up, which I think is interesting, is her fixation for Margaret Sanger that she went on defending herself about at one point, but don't seem to be bringing up. The media doesn't seem to be drawing this in like they should be. Now, and the reason I say this is because if there's a person such as Margaret Sanger, which is, Margaret Sanger is the founder of basically where Planned Parenthood is today, abortion is yesterday, and what they called birth control. And changed it. But she was a huge racist. And I'm not going to bring up the racism issue. Leave that to the media, because that's all they seem to be drawing on today. My issue is the eugenics and the, what I would consider, the destruction of man. Downgrading the population to a certain point that this woman wanted to do what she believed in. How dangerous this woman is in her belief system that she was so adamant on back in the day when she was, you know, big at the women's lib and her protest march or whatever it is that she was doing back in the day. She was a dangerous individual, and not just for certain types of religions, for Catholic churches, whatever the case may be, but for the Jewish religion, and for people that had handicaps, for people that were not IQ, tended to have a high IQ, people that weren't very intelligent, people that had criminal backgrounds that had children. She considered them, the children were going to grow up to be thieves or criminals because their parents were. And to me, it's all how you've been taught, basically, and not your genes always. But she wanted to rid the world of African-Americans because they were just a waste of life and a waste of time, according to her. The list goes on and on and on. What really I find interesting in all this is the hypocrisy and the selfishness of the five or six ministers that walked into the Smithsonian and wanted to threaten protest if they didn't take her busk down because she was prejudiced and racist against black people. And I thought, you know, this woman was not just racist against black people. She was not, her intention and her whole goal and her once in life and her mission in life, her mission in life was not to get rid of black people like these ministers or preachers claimed that were running around saying it was all about us, it's all about us, when it was never about you. She wanted to rid the planet of anyone that didn't suit her, that didn't suit her beliefs, that didn't suit her way of life. This woman was a dangerous individual, and this is the kind of stuff that she preached to other people. Of course, this all comes from the New Age, and we've talked about this over and over and over again. We had an interview with Laura Maxwell last week about this. You know, we've talked about this on many occasions. She was a student of the New Age. She was the one that preached the New Age. She was the one that preached that all religions are the same, and we all combined, and everyone's got their own spiritual godliness inside of them, and all this other crazy Sanger stuff. But this New Age, what people don't seem to understand is this New Age that this woman so boldly believes in, and the reason why the whole mission of hers in life was not about a race. Well, kind of. The whole mission in life was not about ridding the world of African Americans. Her mission in life was sterilization of anyone else that didn't fit the Aryan way of life or Aryan race. That was her whole mission. This comes from a New Age type of philosophy that we're all gods and are all one and the same. We should all be the same. Our whole soul being and our body, and we're not talking about Aryan race as in blonde hair, blue eyes. We're talking about an Aryan race where a human being can become a godlike person in perfection when body and soul and, you know, picturesque facial features, hair, everything is perfect in a godlike, angel type, angelic form or godlike form. Anyone that is not as perfect in mental status, you know, height, weight, just everything. This is what they believed in should be a part of the world. Everyone should be this way. And if you're not, if your hair is slightly off, if your color is slightly off, if your mental status is off, then we should be euthanized, I guess is the word for it. And we should start all over again. This is what the woman believed because this was in her belief system. Had nothing to do with, oh, somebody running around like Colonel Sanders, dressed like Colonel Sanders, putting on a hood and burning crosses. This was not what their thinking was. Their thinking was perfect godlike beings. And if you don't look the part and if you don't seem to fit the part, then you should be destroyed. This is what they believed in. And understandably, it sounds crazy. And the woman sounds insane, which basically she is. But when you have all kinds of actors, all kinds of musicians, I have proof that the Doors were involved in this. The band The Doors were preaching this sort of things in their music. Many musicians believe in this. I really like how a lot of religions say they're all satanic. Well, you know, you judge a book by its cover, and you're seeing what you're seeing, and you think that they're all about devil worship. Some of them are, but all of them weren't. But what I think is interesting is a lot of these musicians were into the New Age experience of being godlike form, godlike beings. That's what they believed in. Had nothing to do with, hey, let's hold up the horns and bless Satan. This is not what they believed in, and this is not what the Doors thought they were. They thought they were actual gods when they used drugs. Jim Morrison was possessed. Many have claimed that he's possessed. Many have said that he was possessed. But he thinks he was possessed by a shaman, Native American priest or whatever, shaman. He thought he was possessed by the spirits of everlasting peace. This is what they think. Now, when religions and all that claim that they were into Satanism and everything, maybe some of them were, but they, like the Doors, didn't know that it was actually demons that were possessing them, but they thought it was actually spirit-like beings. So that's what they believed in. This is what Sanger believed in. This is what Hillary Clinton believed in. Where is the connection? Well, the connection isn't just Margaret Sanger and her getting the Margaret Sanger Award and her praising Margaret Sanger and her belief in her Margaret Sanger as a role model. Hillary Clinton was into shamanism. Hillary Clinton was into the occult type. She wears the phoenix bird on the lapel. She's been known to do seances with the shaman spirits or whatever, and the spirits of the same belief system that the New Age believes in, the godlike, we're all god spirits, and doing the seances and all that stuff. She believed she was talking to Roosevelt's wife. Maybe she still thinks she's talking to Roosevelt's wife. But at the time when Bill Clinton was in office, there have been many occasions where Hillary Clinton claimed she was speaking to Eleanor Roosevelt. And she was getting advice from Eleanor Roosevelt, because she conjured up the spirits and did all this stuff that she did. The same thing that Sanger believed in. So it's not just what Sanger did as far as the woman's lib. It was Hillary Clinton saying Margaret Sanger is a role model, because what Sanger believed in was not just abortion. What Hillary Clinton looked at her as a role model for is because her belief system, not the abortion type part of her. And the connection is there. I mean, here's the, and I thought this is really funny. This is George Wallace interviewing Margaret Sanger, and I believe in the 1950s. And this is interesting because, you know, CBS and Mike Wallace doesn't want to take responsibility for anything that Margaret Sanger says. And, of course, you know, with their big, you know, I guess you call them Illuminati, all-seeing eye, and their New Age belief system and all that, it's kind of funny that CBS would say, we do not take responsibility for blah, blah, blah. I guess back then they were worried what people would think of them, because the majority back then were actually people that were smart, intelligent, and knew better Today, it's more like they're not trying to hide anything because there are too many stupid people in the world. So they don't hide it anymore. But it was funny to hear Mike Wallace say this.
I'd like to hear her answer to the charge that birth control is a sin. And if you want to get her views on politics, divorce, and God, we'll go after those stories in just a moment. My guest's opinions are not necessarily mine. The stations are my sponsors, Philip Morris Incorporated. But whether you agree or disagree, we feel that none should deny the right of these views to be broadcast.
Of course they don't. But it is funny how you said her beliefs, her thoughts on God and religion and all that, we're not responsible for anything she says. You know, but she does have a right. She does have a right to say so. Throw out the Constitution, because that's what CBS does. And Mike Wallace has always done. She does have a right to speak. It's funny.
And if you want to get her views on politics, divorce, and God, we'll go after those stories in just a moment. My guest's opinions are not necessarily mine. The stations are my sponsors, Philip Morris Incorporated. But whether you agree or disagree, we feel that none should deny the right of these views to be broadcast.
It's just funny. Let's go throw that in. That's saying, up, CBS is, no, they're not. I thought they were, but maybe not. You get up there, you know, you start to get to a certain point, and then it just kills you right off, and then you just go back to it. I thought was one thing was very, very interesting, but Margaret Sanger is totally wrong on, and made a hypocritical statement, is this right here. You're not going to believe what this woman said. This is coming out of Margaret Sanger's mouth. And when I do say on the show plenty of times, and I will say it again, when we talk the truth, we talk the truth. And I do play the audio of what comes out of the people's mouth or what they've written. Whatever the case may be, you cannot deny that this woman is who she says she is. You cannot deny that this woman doesn't believe in these things. You cannot deny any of this stuff, especially when it comes straight out of the horse's mouth. And you cannot, you just can't deny it. And when you hear this stuff, you'll shake your head and you'll just be, it makes your mouth drop open, because this is the kind of thing, this is the woman that started what we call Planned Parenthood today. You know, it's a lighter, gentler name for abortion clinics, but it's called Planned Parenthood today.
Well, of course, this is a little bit at variance with something that you told our reporter earlier this week. You said earlier this week, it's not only wrong, it should be made illegal for any religious group to prohibit dissemination of birth control, even among its own members. In other words, you would like to see the government legislate religious beliefs in a certain sense.
You would like to see the government legislate certain beliefs in the sense of what they feel on birth control and how they... She wants to force churches to... And here's the ticker. Here's the kicker of this whole thing. This is going to be fun. This is amazing. This woman and what Mike Wallace is saying is, she wants laws being passed where the religions and the churches have to enforce birth control. This is what this woman believed. Isn't this what Obama's doing today? And didn't I say a long time ago that Obama was following Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah Winfrey's following the New Earth religion and the New Age movement, and exactly what they believe in is pushing religions and religious groups to pass a law to where they have to believe in birth control, where they have to force the issue. And this is something that comes up that came out of Margaret Sanger's mouth several years ago before this law was even changed or passed. Amazing.
It's not only wrong, it should be made illegal for any religious group to prohibit dissemination of birth control, even among its own members. In other words, you would like to see the government legislate religious beliefs in a certain sense.
Now, watch this woman come out and deny what she says, and then turns around and hypocritically screws up and says exactly what he told her that she wanted to do. This is very interesting in this minute and 40, how screwed up this woman is and how hypocritical this woman can be. And I'll prove how hypocritical this woman is, since you know, people out there that are atheists don't want to believe in this sort of thing. I'll explain. Here's her denial.
Where these strange things come to that I said them is what I should like to know when.
Well, now, you know that my reporter spent a good deal of time with you. He's a very accurate young man.
Yes.
And this is a specific quote.
Well, I don't think I said it quite that way.
What are your religious beliefs, Mrs. Sanger? Do you believe in a God in the sense of a divine being who rewards or punishes people after death?
And here comes the New Age belief. Without saying what the belief is, not saying the word New Age, not saying the word New Earth, this is what this woman says. It's the same philosophy that the New Age believes in. And what they believe in, which she won't mention, is the Aryan way, where people are all perfect human beings, and if they're not perfect human beings, like godlike features, then they should all be destroyed. That's their belief system. How do I know she believes in that? Look what she says. Listen to what she says when he asked her, does she believe in God?
Well, I have a different attitude about the divine. I feel that we have divinity within us. And the more we express the good part of our lives, the more the divine within us expresses itself. I suppose I would call myself an Episcopalian
Didn't we expose the Episcopalians on this show about a year or 2 years ago?
Religion. And there's many other. If you travel around the world, you get quite a bit of the feeling of all religions have so much alike in the divine part of our own being. Uh-huh. And I suppose you just couldn't put that in a book, or you couldn't put it into a phrase or a sentence.
Do you believe in sin?
Now, that's exactly where all the same comes from in the movement. That's what their belief system is. Listen to what she says when he asked her about, do you believe in sin? Now, remember in the beginning of this, when he told her, he said, did you try to push religions to pass a law forcing them to have birth control or believe in birth control, to change religious beliefs on birth control and force the government to pass a law to change their religious beliefs? Doesn't matter what God says, it matters what the government says. This is what she wanted. Even though she turned around and denied it, she turned around and in her own hypocrisy say exactly what she denied earlier in the conversation.
When I say believe, I don't mean believe in committing sin. Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mark when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
Marked when they're born. Born with diseases. Born with all kinds of problems, criminals, prisoners, all that sort of thing. Isn't that a bit totally the opposite from what he asked her earlier when he said, did you not say that you should force religions to change their view on birth control? I did not say such a thing. I don't know where you got that from. Is that not the same as, I do not believe in forcing people. I do not believe in people should have birth control. I do not believe that people should be forced to choose whether they should have a child or not. Basically, that's what she said, by forcing religions to change their viewpoint or their laws about birth control. But then in the end, she said, I think all children should not be born.
A phrase or a sentence.
Do you believe in sin? When I say believe, I don't mean believe in committing sin. Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just marked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
Now, this is coming from a woman that brings up the word sin. Now, if you're an atheist, or you're a person that's agnostic, or a person that doesn't believe in such a thing, then, hey, look at it this way. She said she does not believe in sin, in a sense. But then she turns around and says, I think it's the greatest sin to bring children in the world. Oh, really? So now you're talking about God. When earlier you didn't believe in such a divine thing, you didn't believe in such a God that focuses on things against sin or does not believe that sins should be committed. You don't believe in such a divine being who says that. But then you turn around and you say, the greatest sin is bringing children in the world. What's obviously not God's belief, because in, you know, you look at Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the sea, over the fish of the sea, and over fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. What do you think that means? It doesn't mean kill off children. It doesn't mean abort them. It doesn't mean destroy them. That's not what it means. Be fruitful and multiply. So if you want to get into what sin is and what sin isn't, she's totally wrong. Or as I like to put it, you know how we do it on here. Wrong. You're wrong. Especially when it comes to sin. Genesis 9, verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon every all that moveth upon the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. So that's not exactly... obviously knows nothing about what sin really is. But, you know, that's Margaret Sanger.
A phrase or a sentence.
Do you believe in sin? When I say believe, I don't mean believe in committing sin. Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world.
So now you just admitted that you do believe in sin. Now you just admitted what you said earlier, that you do not believe in a certain divine being, which, you know, the new earth, which admitted by the founder, you know, Blavatsky, said that they believed Satan did exist and they worshipped him. And they believed the real God was the evil one. And she was a real top student of Blavatsky, Margaret Sanger was. She was one of her students and pushed her belief system out into the world just like the rest of them. So I asked the question, do you want a woman that is running for president that believes in what this lady believes in? Do you want her running your country? Because I'm telling you, this lady here that's running right now, if she wins, this will be the woman that will push this on people, will force religions out the door, will force people to change their thinking. She will force everyone on this planet. For those of you out there that say, well, I hate religions anyway, so it don't matter. No, you will be forced. This new age movement down your throat will, with you either go by that belief system or we will take care of you in a very not so pleasant way. And it's bad enough that maybe you don't want to follow religion. Maybe you don't want to follow God. Maybe you're an atheist or agnostic or whatever you are. I'm telling you, this woman will force that down your throat whether you like it or not. Well, I don't like it. I don't believe in any one of them. I don't like it at all. Well, no, you're just going to be like the other people that are religious, and we're going to just kick you out the front door onto the curb like the rest of them. That's her plan. You hear it coming out of Hillary's mouth every day. The proof is there. And I find it funny that the media doesn't bring this up, doesn't mention one word, one whisper, one peep of this sort of thing. I don't care less about her emails. That's not something that concerns me. It's her thought process, her belief system, and what she's trying to push and pull on people when she becomes the leader of this country in office. Because I honestly think this woman is worse than Obama. And I tell you why, because she has proven to us many times by Benghazi, which we already know the truth. We just don't want to admit it. It is also common knowledge that she was involved in the David Koresh Branch Davidian situation where she told the military or the police to barge in and kill the people. Allegedly, this is what happened. But the media doesn't seem to bring that up either. This was a group of people that did not believe in her system that were a threat to her. And if you look up all the people, there's all kinds of scandals that deal with her. There's all kinds of people that mysteriously died. There's long lists of people that mysteriously died that were working for the Clintons during their term in office. And maybe I don't really care about that either. But I'm telling you, she has not shown anything that I have seen over the last 20 years or so that tells me that this woman has got any kind of decency or caring or any kind of great thought process in her brain over the last 20 years. She has shown nothing but evil and turned around and pulled this stunt that I care about people BS that she's been pulling. She has proven to us more times that she's done bad things than she's proven to us that she's done good things. When someone stands up there and speaks volumes and says to you, I care about you and I care about them and I know this person and I know that person, but you have audio and you have proof that this lady has done all kinds of scary things over the past, admitting that she speaks to Eleanor Roosevelt. She's admitted this, that she gets advice from Eleanor Roosevelt. You know that's not who she gets advice from, but that's who she says she gets it from. When she's admitted doing seances, when she's admitted being a great follower and supporter of Margaret Sanger, who believed in eliminating all children in an Aryan kind of Hitler way, when she believes in this sort, and you're saying to yourself, I don't think she believes in Margaret. That's not true. Oh, yeah?
Let me say, with respect to your comments about Margaret Sanger, you know, I admire Thomas Jefferson. I admire his words and his leadership, and I deplore his unrepentant slaveholding. I admire Margaret Sanger being a pioneer in trying to empower women to have some control over their bodies, and I deplore statements that you have referenced. That is the way we often are when we look at flawed human beings. There are things that we admire and things we deplore.
This is her, that was her, her defending herself when a senator asked her, well, what about your supporting of Margaret Sanger, who is a well-known racist and a believer of the mass murder of children? Well, you know, let me say that, you know, I don't always follow what they do. I just follow what they say. Really? I'm not a supporter of who she is. I'm just a supporter of her belief system, of everything she's ever done. Oh, yeah. Well, here she is at an event getting a Margaret Sanger Award. And here's what her what she says in her speech. Very interesting.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back in Houston with so many friends and to have an opportunity to participate in the Planned Parenthood annual meeting. I have to tell you that it was a great privilege when I was told that I would receive this award. Admire Margaret Sanger enormously. Her courage, her tenacity, her vision.
I admire her vision. You know what Margaret Sanger's vision was, and it wasn't standing on the street holding up signs and throwing her bra on the fire. You know that's not what she believed in. That wasn't Margaret Sanger's vision. Her vision was to euthanize the entire planet because they're not Sanger-like. Her vision was to put flowers in gun barrels and you know, dance to the past the duchy or whatever it is. That was her vision.
Another of my great friends, Ellen Chesler, is here, who wrote a magnificent biography of Margaret Sanger called Woman of Valor. And when I think about what she did all those years ago in Brooklyn, taking on archetypes, taking on attitudes and accusations flowing from all directions, I am really in awe of her. And there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from her life and from the cause she launched and fought for and sacrificed so greatly.
Taking on all the accusations. Taking on all the accusations that she had. Well, you know, weren't those accusations true?